ain't got no home. Lord, I'm just a rambling round, just a wandering worker. I roam from town to town. Can't feel at home no matter where I go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I was farming on them shares, and always I was down. My debts so many, my pay wouldn't go around. Droughts got my crops, and the banker let me go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I've been mining in your mines, I've been gathering your corn. I've been a working man since the day that I was born. Now I worry all the time like I never did before. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Oh, I'm stranded on this road, boys, that goes from sea to sea. 100,000 others stranded same as me. 100,000, yes, and there's 100,000 more. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. As I ramble round, Lord, it's mighty plain to see. This world is such a strange and a funny place to be. Oh, the gambling man is rich while the working man is poor. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
Jake Speed, fresh from what he describes as an immense failure in the pop-punk scene, listened to his first Woody Guthrie album in the summer of 1999, immersing himself in Woody's performance of Dust Bowl and hobo ballads. Jake dusted off his acoustic guitar, began a little hoboing of his own, busking on the street corners and at coffee shops in Cincinnati and Dayton. 20 years later, he's still at it, and he's here tonight to talk about one of his favorite recurring gigs, Cincinnati's annual musical tribute to the life of American folk singer Woody Guthrie. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal in the studio with the ever-fascinating Mr. Speed and his dusted-off guitar. Jake, how goes it?
How'd you doosy-doodle-doo? That's what Woody Guthrie would say.
All right, we're already off the rails.
Okay, yes.
Woody Fest. Now, is this event your brainchild?
Well, okay, Woody Fest started back in, whatever, 20 years ago, 21 years ago, at a little place called Taste of the World Cafe in Northside, when I realized that I had a gig on the 14th day of April, which is the anniversary of a very tragic dust storm. The Great Dust Storm, they called it. This is back in 1935, when these clouds of dust would just get caught up in the winds of North Texas and the Oklahoma Panhandle and just kind of create these immense, what they call death clouds. And so the worst one was on the 14th day of April. They talked about the brightest light in your house looked like a cigarette lit just because it just consumed the entire sun. And so this was the day that Woody Guthrie wrote a lot of his songs about and then the fallout from these great dust storms, because Woody Guthrie was born and raised in Oklahoma and North Texas, where at the heart of the Dust Bowl was. And so to answer your original question, I knew that, and so I had this gig, and I said, why don't I just play all Woody Guthrie songs at this gig? And then that was kind of a cool thing, and 21 years later, I've been doing it ever since.
Jake Speed, his day job is a teacher, and he's already taught you something about American history, geography, and Woody Guthrie. What do you think the average musical consumer's knowledge of Woody Guthrie is?
Well, everyone knows at least one Woody Guthrie song. This land is your land, right? You know, you sang this when you were a kid. This land is your land, this land is my land. You know, and everyone sang that as a kind of patriotic anthem, and actually the late Pete Seeger was kind of responsible for Woody Guthrie's song getting into actually school songbooks and everything. he wrote about 1,999 other songs that no one really knows about, okay? Including even a kind of controversial verse of This Land Is Your Land. Do you know about this verse?
I do, but...
The song was somewhat patriotic, but actually, if you think about what he's saying, This Land Is Your Land, he's kind of saying this land belongs to everybody. He was a big union enthusiast and felt like the corporate owners in the West were kind of taking advantage of the working folk, and so there was this line there that never gets played in the songbooks. It goes like this. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. The sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. That sign was made for you and me. And he was just trying to say, like, this whole land is for all of us, not just one person owning a bit of it and charging everybody else $1 million to live on it. So that's the song everyone knows about Woody Guthrie, and of course I knew it, but he really started getting famous when he started playing these Dust Bowl ballads. That's what they ended up getting called. Songs about hard-hit people who were leaving their farms, their way of life in the, you know, North Texas and Oklahoma, and trying to hitch everything they owned onto a jalopy and head out west.
Yeah, the Joad family.
The Joad family, yeah. Right. You know, John Steinbeck's famous novel, Grapes of Wrath. And so he wrote a lot of songs for them. And at one point, Woody Guthrie himself went out to California thinking it was the promised land, the Sugar Bowl, and tried to pick peaches for $10 a day. Well, that wasn't the truth. And he got on this radio station, and he played a song for people who could appreciate his understanding of their plight. And so he kind of got famous just on the radio.
How influential is Woody Guthrie's writing to your own?
Well, here's what Woody Guthrie did for me. He really liberated me because Woody Guthrie is not the best guitarist. Neither am I. I mean, I'm just not a guitar aficionado. Woody Guthrie is not the best singer. In fact, a lot of times he has this thing in his lyrics where he'll go something like this. He'll go, way down in Texas, my gal fainted in the rain, way down in Texas, my gal fainted in the rain. And that became his style, to hold out that note. But really what he's doing is trying to remember the next line. And he would hold out these notes and it would kind of get quavering, probably like my voice just sounded. But what really intriguing about him to me was that he always wrote lyrics with a message, trying to kind of support hard-hit people and make a difference in the social whereabouts of everyone's life. So that's what struck me. And so as a songwriter, I've kind of just taken his lead and tried to write songs with social awareness. Not all my songs like that, but plenty of them are.
But surely one of the most important American songwriters.
Yes, definitely, especially in the American folk tradition, you know.
And celebrated with Woody Fest. I'm visiting tonight with Jake Speed. Let's do a couple of FAQs about Woody Fest, about the event itself, coming up on April 13th. The event will happen at Mount St. Joseph University. Is this your first time there?
Well, Mount St. Joseph had these two fellas, Tim Lynch and Paul Jenkins, who came to my Woody Fest over the years. It's been at various locations. At one point, it was at Shaked Records in Northside. But I would play there, and it's just not the kind of venue where anyone's really paying attention, you know? And these guys from Mount St. Joseph said, you know what? We love Woody Guthrie, and we have this theater, this like 100-person kind of intimate theater with a stage, not too, you know, overwhelming, but just intimate enough to really hear the story of Woody Guthrie and the Okies. They call them the Dust Bowl refugees. And so we started doing it out there about 10 years ago, and it's really just taken off there because you can have that intimate setting and hear the music. We almost don't even have to mic the instruments. It's that intimate.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that little theater and plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking.
Which is really important.
1,000 parking spaces for free, yes.
Mount St. Joseph University is on Saturday, April 13th from 7 to 9, featuring, of course, Jake Speed and the Freddies. Who else is playing?
Well, over the years, there have been tons of different bands, and sometimes I played it solo. In fact, I even made a CD. You can buy a CD of the show. I recorded it live a few years ago when I played it solo, but this year, I'm bringing the Freddies, my group, so there'll be a five of us, as well as Wild Carrot, who is another local folk tradition, and also Ed Cunningham of the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars, who's a huge Woody fan. So I'll play a song, Wild Carrot will play two songs, Ed will play a song, we'll collaborate on a song together. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things about this kind of music, it's pretty simple as far as chord changes and melodies go, so you can just say, hey, Ed, will you join me on Dust Bowl Refugee? And he can just jump right in there with his guitar and mandolin, and it's no problem, even if he doesn't really know the song, you know?
And Pam Temple can harmonize with anybody.
Oh my gosh, yes, she can. One of the really cool things that's also happening this year is that the Queen City Balladeers, you know them?
Of course I know them.
A folk tradition in Cincinnati, been around since the early 60s and the whole folk revival mm-hmm. movement. They came to me last year after the show and they said, can we sponsor this event? And so the Queen City Balladeers, who host, of course, Leo's Coffee House every Sunday night, mm-hmm. are the sponsor, and they'll be there, and they'll be serving their coffee and their cookies and their sweetbreads and just making the whole event a warm, comforting place to be.
My guest is Jake Speed, here tonight without his Freddies, but you and the Freddies have a pretty busy summer coming up, don't you?
Yeah, we've got tons of shows coming out. So, yeah.
Do you do some of Woody's music with the Freddies as well?
Yes. Okay. I always throw in a Woody song or two, you know what I mean? One of my favorite songs that I always end sets with is one that everyone seems to know. If there was one other Woody song people would know, it'd be this one. So long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. This dusty old dust is getting my home. You know, and that's a good song closer, and people sing along. And that was one of the songs that actually Pete Seeger, after Woody wrote it, he made it famous with his band, the Almanac Singers, in the 1950s. And so it's kind of a tribute to Pete Seeger as well.
Did Woody die fairly young?
He did die young. He died at the age of 57 of Huntington's disease. And even more tragically, it really robbed him of the last 15 years of his performance ability. So by the time he was my age, he was pretty much unable to pick a guitar well, mm-hmm. unfortunately. So he lived a full life in a very few amount of years.
His son, Arlo's still out there doing
it. Arlo's still playing. And there's another Woody Fest in Okemo, Oklahoma that I've been to a couple of years. That one's held during Woody Guthrie's birthday in July. But I hold this one just as a tribute to the Dust Bowl.
You know, we mentioned before that in your day life, you're a teacher.
Yeah, I teach English at Walnut Hills High School in Cincinnati Public to 7th graders and 12th graders.
Are you able to blend your music into your lesson plans at all? Something tells me the answer to that is yes.
Yeah, definitely I bring the music in. I've even taught this book called Out of the Dust, this Karen Hess book, which is a beautiful story of a little girl who survived the Dust Bowl with her family. And so when I've taught that book to my students, I've brought in the guitar and the banjo and the fiddle and play these old tunes for them. And I mean, they're still kids. They kind of roll their eyes. Maybe in 20 years, they'll think how cool it was. But in the moment, it's still just their teacher playing a guitar.
He is never without a story or a song, rarely without a smile. Been visiting with Jake Speed here tonight talking about Woody Fest, where Jake Speed and the Freddies, Ed Cunningham, and Wild Carrot will play the songs of Woody Guthrie while they tell the stories of the Dust Bowl and the songs, the voice of the hard-hit Depression-era working folks. Jake Speed and the Freddies have plenty of other summer concerts on the books, and for a link to the full schedule on all of his music, you can visit our website, wvxu.org. Jake, I'm so glad you stopped by to visit and sing, and maybe I can get you to sing a little bit more as we say, huzzah.
Yes, huzzah. And as Woody Guthrie would say, take it easy, but take it. How about the Dust Bowl Blues? Well, I just blowed in and I got them Dust Bowl Blues. Yes, I just blowed in, and I got them Dust Bowl Blues. I'm blowing back out, walking in my Dust Bowl shoes.
It's Woody Fest, April 13th, 7 o'clock at Mount St. Joseph University. Jake Speed, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.